This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kicks on the way. Long enough. Oh, he did it! He did it! It's history! Brett Maher is the first kicker in NFL history to hit 360-plus yard field goals in his career, and the Cowboys go to the dressing room up 27-7.
And the party continues on this Cowboys Monday with Sean and RJ after beating down Filthy, taking back control of the NFC East 37-10. Jason Garrett live at 8:30 this morning, the voice of America's team, Brad Sham, joins us now, as he does every Monday at 8 o'clock on the buyersafety.com hotline. How fun was all of that?
It was all fun. I mean, it was all fun. And when you get something like a complete game, a truly complete game, then it's really kind of a joy to watch.
Do we need to start viewing this team as having a light switch mentality, that they know they're talented, and the whole playing down to competition and then performing up to it, backs against the wall, playing for the coach, all those different storylines that are out there? What do you think of that, Brad?
I'm not prepared to agree with that. I think that we have overplayed the offensive woes. Because, you know, they had a game. New Orleans held them down. They moved the ball the way they wanted to against Green Bay. They just couldn't keep it.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep from turning it over. And, you know, people don't want to hear it, but that's, to me, that's just tough. The personnel mattered against the Jets. And they probably were not in the right frame of mind to overcome all that. Maybe they didn't take it seriously enough until it was too late in the game. I don't know. But I don't think the offense has had a consistent problem. The defense, for me, now they haven't always been good enough, the offense, but I don't think they've had a consistent problem. The defense has, with the exception of New Orleans, I'm not sure the defense has at any time until last night played up to its own standard, to what they want of themselves. And I don't know if it's a light switch mentality, because that would suggest that they feel like it's safe to turn it off from time to time. And I don't think it is. I think that they have to play with that. The ones I was able to talk to, Sean, after the game, I wanted to know, did someone say something? And Xavier Woods said three losses said something. Because if they want to get to where they want to get to, they can't lose very many more. And hopefully they got slapped in the face enough to realize how they have to be, how they have to play, how they have to, what their mindset has to be. You know, Yogi Berra said 50% of this game is 90% mental. And I think that really applies. So I don't think it's a light switch thing. I think they finally just played defensively according to their standard, and now it's up to them to maintain that. They have to play with that intensity every week. There will be some weeks somebody will make some plays, but they have to play with that kind of intensity all the time.
Brad, our thing this morning has been, you know, where's this offense been? Like, where's this offensive execution been? Where's the creativity been? Why do we see it in this game, but it just goes dormant for the previous three? Why not have the same kind of offensive game plan week to week?
The offense was fine against Green Bay if they had held on to the ball.
Yes.
Okay? The offense against the Jets missed both tackles and the two most explosive receivers. I cannot tell you why against the Jets Prescott threw the ball high early in the game, or why Michael Gallup dropped about three. I can't tell you that. But ask the Jets if having their quarterback made a difference. ask people. Now, look, it's not an excuse. The 49ers have been winning without both of their tackles. But I just think the offensive problems have been overstated. Now, there were some plays that we hadn't seen last night, but that was fine. But frankly, I was listening to our post-game show driving home, and most of what I heard was, well, this is still not going to be a good enough offense if this is how they're going to play it, because you're going to run into situations where you have to play differently. Well, maybe they'll play differently then. They played differently the first 3 weeks. We're very quick to dismiss those. They had a couple of bad games, one game in particular that was bad offensively, but I just think we're making too much of the offensive problems.
Brad Sham joining us right here on the buyersafety.com hotline. I sent him a DM. I told Mike Fisher this morning that Britt Brown deserves this game ball.
Oh, man. But listen, Britt Brown deserves more game balls than you know.
And who is he, just to reset, for those that don't know?
He's the rehab guy. He's in charge of getting injured players able to play. And anybody, and of course, he's been there a long time. And anybody who has worked with Britt will tell you that the team practices hard and practices twice as easy as it is going through a session with Britt. Nobody wants to be with Britt.
Yeah.
He drives them. But he understands why. They understand why. And I think it's amazing that those tackles were able to get back out there, what Cooper and Cobb were able to do. And
how could Amari Cooper cut like he did on that double move and make the catch down the sideline after he could only go for three plays against the Jets? Like, that's miraculous.
Not only could he only go for three plays against the Jets, Sean, that he wasn't able to practice Wednesday and Thursday. They weren't sure, although he was starting to get a little better on Thursday. But when they were going into the building on Friday, they didn't know for sure that he was going to play. And so the training staff has done, Britt and Jim Maurer and the rest of them have done a tremendous job, did with Cooper and did, I think, with all of those guys. And then some of it is the individual's pain tolerance and ability to ignore the objections his body is giving him. And he does know, he's made it pretty clear, Cooper, he knows himself. And he knows what he can do when his body says A, B, C. I think that it was throughout the week. They wouldn't have told you for sure he was going to play.
In your experience, because Jerry said after the game, you know, we got our butts kicked versus the Jets and we got our butts kicked by all the critics. Does the Doug Peterson stuff matter? Does us roasting them and calling them out and putting Jason on the hot seat internally, talking to them in the locker room, on the record, off the record, did any of that stuff matter?
I think the Peterson stuff got to some of the defensive guys particularly. I think that...
including your guest tonight?
I think that rankled Tank. We were supposed to have Tank and Robert Quinn, but I'm not sure if Quinn's rib injury is going to allow him to do that. So I'm hoping that we plug Kerry Hyder into that spot if Quinn can't go. But I do think Tank got a little extra motivation from that. Not that he needs much, but I don't think, Sean, that the that our public and media criticizing the players and Garrett and the other coach, I don't think that really bothers or incentivizes players. I think when they perceive that they've been called out by the opposing head coach, that I think that gets their attention.
What are you going to do for the bye?
I'm going to watch some college football and try to rest a little bit.
Are you going to scout old Urban Meyer tape to hire him as the next head coach?
No, not interested in that.
Well, I mean, he would be here for a couple of years, then he would fake some kind of illness.
I thought he was touting Lincoln Riley.
Yes, and then he said he would have interest.
Yeah, he would have
in this job.
Oh, well, look, one thing he did say I believe to be correct, and that is that it would be a job that would attract a lot of attention from people in the coaching profession. And then you have to ask yourself, if you're the one giving the job, is it getting attention from people you want attention from? Because just because someone gives you attention doesn't mean you want it or are going to be better off for having it. But You know, I know that I'm in an extreme minority, but if we'll just let the season play out, I think we might see that their coaching staff's just fine.
Thank you. Have a great time with Tank tonight.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. Thanks.
The voice of America's team, Brad Sham, on the buyersafety.com hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.